This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is concerned about Dr. Gobind Kesa's welfare. Province 5 Assembly approves Lumbini and Dang Deokiri as name and capital of the province. Nepal's coronavirus tally exceeds 90,000. And Kyrgyzstan's Prime Minister resigns after Election Commission scraps the results. Now the news in detail. The Secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party has discussed the remaining task of party unification. Talking to media, party spokesperson Narayan Kajistrestha said political appointments and appointments in various constitutional bodies were also discussed in the meeting held at Balwatar yesterday. Spokesperson Shrestha also said the meeting did not discuss the cabinet reshuffle. Spokesperson of the Communist Party, Dr. Narayan Kajistrestha, also said that the secretariat meeting discussed Dr. Gobind Kesa's hunger strike. Shrestha said Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli informed the meeting that the government was concerned about the health and welfare of Dr. Kesa. According to Shrestha, Prime Minister Oli told the meeting that the government had initiated dialogue with Dr. Kesa. Similarly, the government has urged Dr. Gobind Kesa to end his hunger strike. Talking to Radio Nepal, Education Secretary Gopinath Mainali said he urged Dr. Kesa to end hunger strike as many of his demands have already been fulfilled and some are in the process to be fulfilled. The State Assembly of State 5 has approved its name as Lumbini and its capital as Deokiri of Dang with more than two-thirds of majority. In yesterday's meeting, 69 members of the State Assembly voted to choose the state capital in Deokiri and 13 members voted against the proposal. In another proposal to name the province, 79 members in the State Assembly voted for Lumbini and 4 members voted against the proposal. Ministry of Health and Population has urged people not to go to India unless it is very essential. Talking to media, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jagishore Gautam said the mobility would increase the risk of coronavirus infection. Updating about corona infection, Dr. Gautam confirmed 1,551 new coronavirus infection cases in Nepal, with the Kathmandu Valley accounting more than 65% of cases. With the latest update, Nepal's corona case load has now surpassed 90,000 with 74.37% recovery. Death toll due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 563 with the confirmation of additional 9 deaths. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has congratulated Sheikh Nawaf Al-Ahmad Al-Jabbar Al-Sabah for assuming the post of Amir of Kuwait. In a congratulatory message, President Bhandari has expressed her belief that Nepal and Kuwait's relations will go stronger in the future as Nepal and Kuwait have enjoyed friendly relations since the establishment of diplomatic ties in 1972. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has sent a congratulatory message to Alexander De Croo, the newly appointed Prime Minister of Belgium. In his message, Prime Minister Oli has stated that Nepal and Belgium continue to enjoy excellent bilateral relations. He expressed hope that the areas of cooperation between the two countries would continue to expand in the years ahead. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Thakal has promised to not let shortage of health equipment and goods, including PPEs, for health workers. During a virtual discussion with the hospital directors yesterday, Minister Thakal also asked the hospitals to ensure necessary treatment to every person coming to the hospital. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Giriraj Manipokhrel, has reiterated his call for the teachers to continue the alternative teaching and learning facilitations. Addressing the South Asia level panel discussion on the occasion of the World Teachers' Day 2020 yesterday, he praised teachers for their roles in knowledge creation. Energy entrepreneurs have welcomed the government's move to remove VAT in the iron used to make penstock pipe. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Barsaman Poon, expressed happiness over the decision. On the 1st of October, the cabinet had decided to revise taxes on some goods, including electric vehicles and steel sheets used for constructing penstock pipe. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has said houses reconstruction bid for flood and landslide survivors will get momentum soon. Speaking at the meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee yesterday, Minister Thapa informed around 1,000 houses were damaged due to floods and landslides in this rainy season. The meeting has approved the procedure and would be soon tabled at the cabinet meeting. Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has announced to implement local curriculum of the Nepal Bhasa language from this academic session in all schools in the Kathmandu Metropolitan City. With this provision, students from grade 1 to 8 in both the institutional and community schools should have to study local textbooks of the Nepal Bhasa language. A meeting of the 51st Municipal Executive of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, held under the chair of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Bidya Sundar Shakya, took this decision. The Constitution of Nepal has given right to the local government to decide on the basic and secondary education. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Kyrgyzstan's Prime Minister Kubatek Boronov has stepped down after the Central Electoral Commission annulled the results of Sunday's parliamentary elections. The election results were scrapped in response of the accusations of vote rigging. Prime Minister Boronov and the Speaker of the country's parliament, Dastan Jumabekov, presented their resignation letters at a meeting of the legislators in the capital, Bishkek. At an emergency session, the parliament appointed Sadir Japarov as acting Prime Minister. COVID-19 is spreading further among those close to US President Donald Trump with White House advisor Stephen Miller and a senior military official infected. Miller, who has been self-isolating for the past 5 days, confirmed he had contracted coronavirus. Top US General Mark Milley and other military leaders are also quarantining after Coast Guard official Admiral Charles Ray tested positive. All the officials are also self-isolating. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has said he is ending negotiations over a COVID-19 relief bill and will only resume talks after the election. He said he would pass a bill if re-elected next month. U.S. stock markets fell after his announcement. Budget talks between Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin began in July. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said Trump had turned his back on the American people. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. Light to moderate rain is possible at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is concerned about Dr. Gobindakesi's welfare. Province 5 Assembly approves Lumbini and Dang Deokuri as name and capital of the province. Nepal's coronavirus tally exceeds 90,000 and Kyrgyzstan's Prime Minister resigns after Election Commission scraps the results. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.